Buzz brought to you by Trail Appliances. Go to trailappliances.com or see them in store today. It is International Zebra Day today.
I like that.
Stripey horses are always fun to have around.
We have a trade to announce.
1 year after getting Andre Kuzmenko from the Canucks, the Flames have flipped him and Jacob Pelche to the Flyers. They did it last night. Pair of wingers coming back. Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee. Oh, and the Flames won last night. Red Wings here tomorrow. Will we get tariffs this weekend, Samantha?
Sort of.
Probably, I think.
Some.
Will they include oil?
Maybe.
We don't know.
He was supposed to say last night, he's like, oh, we'll decide tonight, but there's been no noise about it. Yeah. So he hasn't heard anything.
He's persistent on bringing in a 25% levy on Canadian products this weekend, but still hasn't decided if oil. He says, quote, it depends on the price, and people don't know if that means the price we're going to sell them or what would happen to gas prices down there if we stop selling. Nobody knows.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise.
More than 20 artists hit the stage. Oh, I'm going to cough again. Jeez.
Oh, here we go. Oh, boy.
It's been a month. I should probably get that checked. More than 20 artists hit the stage for the Fire Aid last night, raising money for wildfire efforts in Los Angeles. Billy Crystal was the one who welcomed the crowd at the beginning wearing a hoodie and a toque.
These were the clothes I wore when I fled my house with my wife Janice, like so many of us did on January 7th. It was all I had. Wore it for a week, plus an N95 mask. I look like an evacuee or someone who had just robbed a 7-Eleven. But everybody's been so supportive. This young girl, she must have been 20, came up to me and said she understood my pain because she had lost TikTok for a day.
It's good to have Billy back. Pitchers and catchers reporting a week for the new baseball season. Blue Jays going to have a new arm coming in. They signed 3-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer yesterday. $15.5 million for 1 year. Not bad. After a bitter divorce, Kevin Costner's ex-wife, Christine, is now engaged.
To who?
Their former neighbor. The one she got friendly with during the marriage. People Magazine is reporting she got engaged to financier Josh Connor last week in Santa Barbara. Yeah, they did know each other. He was the neighbor. Lately, rumors are swirling that Kevin and J-Lo are getting friendly in Aspen.
Don't do it, Kevin. She's really pretty, and I think she's nice and super talented, but I just don't feel like she's relationship material.
No, she needs to spend some time on her own for a little while.
Don't.
So looking at the phone last night before I went to bed, it was like it was supposed to snow overnight and haven't really seen any.
This morning on the way in, I mean, there is a little bit of fog out there, and I'm sure that, you know, we'll see things change. But as just about the time I hit Sate, there was a little bit of snow coming across 16th. I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've seen you. Hello.
Well, you're going to see them all weekend. -2 for high today, -10, -21 by Sunday. And it is 3 days of clouds and flurries. Right now it's -7. And yeah, really foggy out there too. Some low cloud. Brian Adams on XL.
Looking for something to ease the pain. Fidel 103.
Once you have ProStar Plumbing and Heating do work on your furnace, you'll know the other guys are not like us. We offer quality workmanship, industry-leading warranties, and honest solutions for home comfort. Other outfits, not like us. When you need the job done right, choose family-owned and operated ProStar Plumbing and Heating, because anyone else is not like us. We'll take $1,000 off and give you a free humidifier with ProStar Signature Series Furnace. Visit ProStarPlumbing.ca, where quality, reliability, health, and safety is our priority.
Right now at Leon's, save three times the GST on furniture and mattresses, even on sale prices. Plus, save three times the GST on select appliance packages on now.
Gangsters, a hot-blooded immigration officer, a suspicious Mountie, and throw in a tangled web of made-up stories and false personas. And you've got a recipe for a non-stop comedic farce. It's Too Many Cooks at Stage West. Purchase tickets now at StageWestCalgary.com. Make sure you get a big serving of Too Many Cooks, playing February 7th to April 13th at Stage West. Play with your dinner.
At Pizza 73, we know that people get hungry. That's why we created our new XXL pizzas. They're larger than extra large. The big pepperoni pizza with 100 pieces of pepperoni. The big cheesy with over 1.5 pounds of cheese. These pies weigh over 4 pounds. Right now, build your own Big 3 Topper 18-inch XXL pizza for just $19.99. Limited time only. Pizza 73. Hunger happens.
Pizza 73!
Start your new RV adventure today with Fraser Way. They're offering unbeatable interest rates on new trailers, campers, and more, starting at just 1.99% OAC. You heard that right. Visit FraserWay.com or your local Fraser Way dealership today. This deal won't last long.
Darling, will you marry me?
Yes! Oh my God, it's like a movie.
We're gonna make each other so happy forever.
We already are! I haven't been able to stop smiling since you got me Invisalign from Family Braces.
And I haven't been able to stop smiling since you got me Invisalign from Family Braces.
I love you with Invisalign.
I love you more with Invisalign.
We're the perfect couple!
Wait, us or our teeth?
Invisalign is only $149 a month at Family Braces. Book a free consultation with their orthodontist today at familybraces.ca.
Surprise! It's an exclusive PC Optimum More Days offer at Real Canadian Superstore. You can get 10, 20, or even 30% back in points on today's shop, only until February 2nd. Plus, get red or green grapes for $2.97 a pound. Reveal your offers in the PC Optimum app.
Homes always seem to need something. And right now, during Home Hardware's Bring Home the Savings Sale, everyone's saving on just what they need. Some are saving 10% on an American Standard toilet for their guest bathroom. And some are saving 20% on select Moen faucets so that their shower and sink finally match. Which means they'll be saving face the next time their fancier friends are in town. Earn and redeem Scene Plus points during the Bring Home the Savings Sale. On now at Home Hardware and Building Centers.
Much of our challenges in healthcare can be solved by spending public dollars on a public system. Our healthcare system can't wait any longer.
Visit rebuildourhealthcare.ca to learn more.
XL 103 traffic.
Morning, we were getting reports of a collision southbound on Deerfoot near 32nd Ave in the northeast. It looks like things are moving fine in both directions through there. Volume still nice and light across the city, but we are dealing with fog, so watch for some reduced visibility, especially if you're on the west or north end. Tonight's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $25 million. Dream to the max with an estimated $25 million with Lotto Max. Must be of legal age with XL 103 traffic. I'm Pauline Higgins.
Mornings with Samantha and Buzz.
All right, we're taking off on vacation after the show today. Bob Steele's going to be filling in for us next week.
Yes. Do you have any cough drops? Are you ready to...
Why do you... I don't need cough drops.
Because off air, you keep coughing. And if I were to sit beside you on a flight, I'd be like, can you go sit over there?
I don't have a sore throat or anything that needs a lozenge. What I have is...
Then get some expectorant. Get some expectorant cough syrup.
That's exactly what I need.
And it will stop the coughing.
I forgot about that.
And it will kind of.
That's such a bad word.
Well, but it will. Whatever. I know it is a gross word, but
it's,
you need.
I mean, it's actually. You know, it's like, oh, I'm expecting something. No, until you realize, no, you're expelling something.
No, but you need something to kind of calm the cough down. Because even though you're, it's a like a residual cough from a long time ago. People are not going to want to sit beside you.
It's a
because nobody knows that you're not ill. You're just just the remnants of a month of coughing. The fact that I haven't become ill is amazing.
I'm not contagious. I'm just gross.
You're just gross. Plus, too, you're going to feel awkward if you're coughing the whole time on top of other people.
I did pick my seats. If you're flying to Paris tonight and you're in 13J or 13H,
Swap your seat.
You're in trouble because I'm in 13K.
Yeah.
Good times,
how long is the flight? 8 hours from here?
Nine.
Six, eight, nine? Okay.
Nine.
What are you going to do? What are you going to watch? What did you download?
Well, this is the thing. This is the stress of the past 2 days.
Are you going to sleep?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to try. Probably. But I've never watched Letterkenny, and that's 12 seasons, and then there's, what, 4 seasons of Shoresy? So I've got 16 seasons of Letter.
Do you think you're going to like it?
I don't know. I downloaded a bunch of it. I feel like Ted Lasso. Isn't it like Ted Lasso, but with dudes?
I'm not sure it's going to be your thing.
Okay. Well, then
I have to get a backup.
I've also downloaded the new season of Severance. I downloaded Inglourious Basterds for, some Nazi movies for no reason. I'm getting into the Oscar things, like Challengers, that movie with Zendaya that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
Books. Yes. I have,
Why are you laughing like that?
I have Darren Hayes of Savage Garden. I have his autobiography.
Oh, my God. Everything that you're taking with you, I'd be like, no. We would have to.
I still have to finish Keith Richards' Life, so I've got that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got Chris Hadfield's book, The Defector.
Okay.
So that's really good. So I've got like 4 books on the Kindle.
Okay.
I've got,
got
16 seasons of Letterkenny that you say I'm going to hate.
I'm not sure. And, have you watched any Letterkenny trailers or anything?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Is it going to be like Schitt's Creek or Kim's Convenience, like some good Canadian humor that I'm going to appreciate?
Yeah. You know what? How about you watch a little bit off air here and then decide if you're wasting your time or not.
All right.
You might not like it. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you're going away. What are you not preparing and downloading and stuff?
I'm just going to take books. I don't think I'm going to
book
take...
books, or do you take a Kindle?
No, books. Yeah, like physical books. I've read for a very long time on. I had a Sony e-reader 100 years ago.
I love them.
And no, they were okay, but you couldn't use them in sunlight. You can't read them in light, and iPads and stuff get too hot.
No, the Kindle Paperwhite is really, really good. You can use it in light. It's awesome.
But I'm not doing that. So,
no, that's fine.
So I'm taking I have a couple of books.
Good.
A couple of paperbacks.
Do you leave them behind or
I'll bring them back and trade them with my girlfriend Monique and Sandy.
Okay, here's another question.
Book tradesies.
We all have favorite underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing like one of your top 10s this morning, or are you saving them for vacation?
No, I'll do laundry when I go home today because I have a bunch of yoga pants and stuff I want to clean. So I had everything clean on the weekend. I was ready, but I did wash all of my warm weather clothing.
Yeah.
So it's ready to go. But I have to wash like my travel pants.
I went down the roster this morning and it's kind of itchy.
Don't say that.
Because I'm saving the good stuff. I'm already packed. I'm saving the good stuff for when I go on vacation. I'm going to swap it out and I'll put on the most comfortable pair I've ever had.
Are you wearing your SpongeBob underpants?
Shush.
Buzz. Are you?
My underoos. Matching t-shirt too.
Bad moon on the rise. 1-800-283.
Them Buzz and Tragically Hip. You want something I learned from a hockey card?
Please, that you keep tucked up under?
Yeah. Saddle Dome. It's an old barn, hey?
Yes.
How long till we get the new one?
I think it is 3 years.
27?
25, 26, 27, 3 years. Anyway, down the road.
Last night, Flames in Anaheim at the Dome, that was the 1600th regular season game in Saddle Dome history.
Really?
And the NHL has been around for 108 years.
Okay.
Only 9 buildings have had that much hockey in it.
1,600.
1,600 games.
Yeah, because there's been so many taken down and replaced, right? So, I mean, Edmonton's got the new barn.
Right. So, I mean, if you think about it, it's like 40 games in a season, right? That's 40 years of regular season hockey at the Dome.
So, who else is on the list?
Montreal Forum.
Okay, Ben.
Maple Leaf Gardens.
Ben.
Boston Garden.
Nope. Have you been to Boston Garden?
No. Do you remember the Boston Garden was like a super small little rink too, right? Like it had a different shape. It was about 80%, 85% the size of the ice that we have now. Chicago Stadium.
Okay.
That one was just like the madhouse on Madison, they called it. Yeah. The two versions of Madison Square Garden each had 16, like the new one and the old one.
Okay.
Nassau Coliseum on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mellon Arena, the Igloo in Pittsburgh. And the old Olympia in Detroit. So it's teams that were around.
Well, yeah, like in to be around a long time, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like the original six.
Yeah.
And then you look at Pittsburgh and the Islanders who came in the 60s and 70s. So yeah. The dome is old is the point of that 1600.
Yeah.
And it was W last night for us too.
I'll be sad to see it gone from the skyline. I'll be sad to see it gone from outside for sure.
When I moved here, one of the first things I wanted to do was go up on the hill and just like Buzz Bishop, TSN.
Well, my buddy used to have a house up at the back up there in Ramsey.
Shush, I'm trying to find it.
You're trying to get it? I know, because they always send them up there to do the stand-up, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, my buddy had a place there, and the backyard would obviously overlook the dome and the whole Stampede grounds and such. And
so what's it going to look like now? It's like going to be a bunch of towers you'll have, and then the new arena is just kind of like a box. Just like, I mean, it's cool looking box with the flames and the wood, like, and I guess it's the BMO Center is going to be the thing.
For sure. But it's the same, you know, it's like the Rogers, is it Rogers Place in Edmonton?
I don't know,
Rogers,
one of them.
So it's Rogers Center in Toronto.
That's Sky Dome.
The Scotiabank is the rink where the Leafs play. So Rogers Center is the big one, but then there's Rogers Arena and Rogers Place.
One's in Vancouver and one's in Edmonton.
Right. I don't know which is the... I want to go to the Edmonton rink to see either a concert or a game. I haven't been up yet, and I do want... Because I love going to new rinks, and I do want to go see it.
Saw Lionel Richie play there.
The
new one in Edmonton. Mariah Carey opened up. This is about 7 years ago. And it's nice...
Did you have to go for work?
Yeah, I went for a walk.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
I was like, did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, drove up and came back.
Well, I just wondered. I'm like, just checking.
Our sister station in Edmonton, I was working with them, and they said, want to come up for the Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey concert?
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, hell yeah. And then I'm going to watch Letterkenny on the Red Arrow on the way home, because that's just like...
It's balance. That's what that is, right? Yeah.
But the Edmonton Arena is... It's built like a pork chop, and everybody comes in through the same
pork chop.
It is, if you look at from above, and everybody comes in from the same entrance. So it's not really, I don't know, it's not really functional. It gets really busy. But I remember when the Oilers went the first time they went to the Final Four with McDavid, and this it's a bridge from one road into the arena, and they let people watch it on the concourse, right? Even if you didn't have tickets, you could come into the concourse.
Oh, yeah.
And it was bouncing.
Well, it's,
this bridge was bouncing because so many people were there. So as well. Anyways, happy.
Do they still have the garlic fries? That's really important. I need to know. Does anybody know?
I don't
know. Do they still sell the garlic fries?
What's the deal with garlic fries in Edmonton?
It was like a thing in Edmonton. It was like fries with like butter and garlic and stuff. Do they still have those?
They didn't just at curious. The Lionel Richie concert that I went to.
XL 103. It's cold outside. So now that the entire family will be indoors, you're going to need the cozy comfort of fast internet and Wi-Fi. It's time to get savvy with Tech Savvy, Canada's largest independent internet provider. With Tech Savvy, your kids can play games online while your partner streams their favorite shows while you shop online. Just click, qualify, and connect. And with their bundle services, Tech Savvy fits your family budget. This winter, get savvy. Make the switch today at techsavvy.com.
The Gentleman Pros. When your plumbing or your heating needs a pro, or your electrical needs someone in the know, give the gentleman a call, cause you know we fix it all. We'll be sure to make it right before we go. You'll love our quick response and helpful style. It's easy, all you have to do is dial. Friendly people you can trust, leave the dirty work to us. The Gentleman Pros make you smile. The Gentleman Pros make you smile.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada based on usual and customary markup and dispensing. Contrave.
It keeps you up at night. And even when you do sleep, it's the first thing that pops into your head when you wake up. That lingering and growing debt. But you don't have to live like this. Visit wecanhelp.ca. Alan Marshall and Associates are government-regulated, licensed insolvency trustees who can help provide solutions to your debt problems. Depending on the circumstances, they can relieve up to 25, 50, 75% or more of your debt. Alan Marshall and Associates. Visit wecanhelp.ca to find an office near you.
Aaron Buck here, Calgary's most likable Ford store, Macklin Ford. You're resolving to be healthier, so let's get after it. We're going to work out your payments. You always get the best deal on F-150 at Macklin Ford, so we're going to crunch those numbers. Feel those payments melting. Why run on the spot when you can run to Macklin Ford for a new F-150? We're clearing out 24 trucks like we're cleaning up our diet. So get the healthiest deal at Macklin Ford at the corner of Deerfoot and Glenmore and MacklinFord.com. Feel the deep burn. See you soon.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
Wow, that was quite something.
Yeah, you really know how to wow a crowd.
Need a break from another bad karaoke night? At Playojo, we know how to hit the right notes. Feel the fun with the top 10 hits like Wolf Gold and stacks of exciting slots and table games added every single week. Get that Ojo feeling at playojo.net today.
Open to all players 18 years and older. This is not a gambling site. Please play responsibly.
Feel the fun. Playojo.
This is the weekend you've been waiting for. It's Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's Super Weekend Sale, and it's too big to miss. This weekend, take 20% off the tag price on comfortable Lazy Boy furniture. Take 20% off the tag price on solid wood bedrooms and dining rooms. Plus, financing for one full year with no interest, no payments. Hurry, the Super Weekend Sale ends 5 p.m. Monday at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries with three convenient Calgary locations. Long live the lazy. Some exceptions apply. See store for details.
Led Zepp again is coming to Calgary to play the Event Center at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino on Thursday, April 3rd. Led Zepp again captures the heart and soul of the world's greatest band, replicating the ultimate Led Zeppelin experience. Jimmy Page himself says it's as close as you'll ever get to the real deal. Well, don't miss Led Zepp again, Thursday, April 3rd at the Event Center at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ca.
XL 103 Traffic.
Good morning. So far, so good out there on your Friday commute. We are seeing some reduced visibility, especially on the north and west end. So watch for that as you head out the door. Volume still nice and light, though, and flowing freely. Get 20 times the points today at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and get 30% back in points. Conditions in-app with XL 103 Traffic. I'm Pauline Higgins.
You're listening to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz. Please listen responsibly.
XL 103, Samantha Buzz and Prince. Snow is coming. -2 for high today. -10 and some flurries for tomorrow. Same for Sunday, except make it -21.
So the big All-Star Fire and benefit went off last night in Los Angeles, and the performers were far and wide, like Green Day, Billie Eilish, as you heard, Billy Crystal was
opened it up.
Opened it. Alanis was there, Dr. Dre, Stephen Stills, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell came out in a throne.
Just like she did
both sides now.
Yeah, she did that recently as well, too, where she was seated on a throne and sang. So that's her, I guess, her thing now.
Sure.
Rod Stewart was there. Pink was there. John Mayer, Earth, Wind, and Fire. John Fogerty, The Black Crowes, Gwen Stefani, Tate McRae, Jelly Roll.
Gwen Stefani was no doubt. She brought in all the boys. They came out.
Katy Perry, Chili Peppers, Sting, and on and on and on and on and on. But there's no dollar figures yet. But we did find out that U2 singularly donated $1 million. So nice. I would imagine the amount's going to be astronomical.
And then Steve Ballmer, owner of the LA Clippers, is matching everything. So the $1 million U2 means $1 million from him. So at least two.
It's going to be an expensive day for Steve.
Yes, it was. Good. It was all streamed and run on TV. So if you missed it yesterday, if you're watching the Flames game or doing something, you can scroll through YouTube today. They've got the whole concert, like almost 6 hours of performances there. Stevie was on stage.
Yeah, she
doing
performed
some solo
Edge
stuff
of
too.
17 last night.
Yeah. Here she is with Fleetwood Mac on XL.
Back in time.
Great Scott!
And play it by year with Samantha and Buzz on XL 103.
All right. It's 20 to 7. It's our usual wake-up call. You know, some people like to do Wordle. We play old clues from stuff in the past and play some songs that we remember. What is the prize this morning? Is a concert you're excited about?
Yeah, it's Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. They're playing March the 13th at the Saddle Dome. And a year or so ago, we actually went to see Dallas Green. But Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats opened up for Dallas Green. And I knew a little bit about their music, but honestly, by the time the show is over, I'm like, I'm a fan. I love these guys. They're so good. It's like R&B, folk, Americana, busy, loud, fast.
Like 14 people
really,
on the stage.
Yeah,
sort of stuff.
Exciting show. Like just one of the greatest live shows I've seen in a very, very long time. And then conversely, Dallas Green came out and he was great, but his musical style and his vibe was so sedate and so different. It should have been the other way around.
Right.
Right? Like,
sure.
They're
yeah.
equally great musicians and vocalists and everything, but it was like...
You went high and then came down instead of going the other
so,
way.
So I'm just... We have one pair of tickets left, and even if you've never heard of them or you're just a so-so, you gotta go.
Are they headlining this time?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
March 13th. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm super pumped. And we're probably sitting together because I got my tickets for these guys, too.
Okay.
So whoever wins, we're going
right.
to the show together.
Who wants to party with Sam? Tell us what year this stuff happened.
Not too tart, not too sweet.
Country Time lemonade flavored drink, unsweetened too.
Just text us a year, 403-736-1031.
We made it kind of easy in there too, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Middle one there. You could go party with Sam. Coming up next.
XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz is powered by Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Don't miss rock legend Street Heart at Deerfoot Inn and Casino, Saturday, February 8th. Get your tickets today, deerfootinn.com.
The 2024 Hot Tub Inventory Clearance Event is on now at World of Spas. Make way, 2024s. With 2025 models arriving daily, World of Spas is slashing prices store-wide, including up to $7,000 off hot tubs, $20,000 off swim spas, and half-price massage chairs. Plus, see World of Spas for saunas and cold plunge tubs. The 2024 Hot Tub Inventory Clearance Event at World of Spas, Calgary's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer, with immediate delivery available. 3 blocks east of Chinook Center.
It's the bonus cash event at Calgary Co-op. Earn $10 in Calgary Co-op bonus cash when you spend $150 or more on groceries, in-store, and online. Hurry, offer ends Sunday. Download the Calgary Co-op app and register now. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine. Waterford Chestermere is a place to flourish. Today, tomorrow, forever. Experience lifeinwaterford.com.
From the casinos of Vegas to the bingo halls of Leduc, everybody wants a piece of lady luck. And what thanks do I get? It's like I don't even...
There's no such thing as luck. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit gamesenseab.ca.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5!
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
Are you afraid of losing your car or home due to debt? Don't let fear or shame hold you back from seeking help. Bankruptcy is not the only option. A consumer proposal can reduce your monthly payments, lower your overall debt, and allow you to keep your assets. At BDO, we have a full team of licensed insolvency trustees who can help you tackle your debt. Take the first step towards regaining control of your finances. Call 1-833-BDO-TALK or visit bdodebt.ca to learn more.
When it comes to incorporation in this town, there's a lawman to call, and he's one tough hombre.
I'm Jeff Kahane of Kahane Law. I heard someone's looking to incorporate.
Yeah, my saloon, but how?
Take your small business and Kahane Law's reasonable flat rate corporate services and ride off into the sunset.
Will I save on taxes and protect my personal assets from liability?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, lawman.
When life happens, trust Kahane Law. Lawyers who get it.
Visit KahaneLaw.com.
ZFXLFM, a Stingray radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to XL103.
Here comes the night. Join Deerfoot in a Casino for an unforgettable night with legendary rock band Street Heart. These Canadian rock icons are bringing beloved hits like What Kind of Love Is This?, Here Comes the Night, and Under My Thumb live in the Chrome Showroom. Plus, opening act Jackson Reed and the Silverbirds. Don't miss Streetheart at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino Saturday, February 8th. Get your tickets today at the front desk or DeerfootInn.com. Deerfoot Inn and Casino. We're fun.
Hey, it's Brian from ProStar Plumbing and Heating. You have Poly-B plumbing pipes that are at risk of failure? Insurance companies are refusing or limiting coverage. Visit ProStarPlumbing.ca to see how we can help and check out our exclusive Poly-B Plus removal and remediation system. From drywall to cleanup, with paint to match, it's like we were never there. And you can rest easy knowing your pipes are taken care of. Visit ProStarPlumbing.ca, where quality, reliability, health and safety is our priority.
XL 103 traffic.
Hey, good morning. We are enjoying a pretty good start to the commute. It is foggy out there, so watch for reduced visibility, especially up on the north end and the west end, and snow hit up further north. So do watch for that if you're headed up towards, say, Edmonton. Get 20 times the points today at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app, shop scan, and get 30% back in points. Conditions in app with XL 103 traffic. I'm Pauline Hickens.
Let's go back in time.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious.
And play it by year with Samantha and Buzz on XL 103.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Cheryl, you said that you work at 8 off air. Where do you work? Can you say?
Yeah, London Drugs.
Oh. Do you know how much I love London Drugs? Which one are you at? Are you up at Northland?
On 130th.
Ah, okay. I don't always go to that one. Sometimes when I go to see my friend Christina, I go down there, I go to that one. She's in McKenzie Lake, and then I go to the Winners.
You know, because your car just takes you there.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
Yeah, it's like if you get in my car and go ahead, go where you want to go. It takes
Canadian
you to either
Tire,
Winners.
London Drugs.
Yeah, you got to come into London Drugs Cosmetics.
Okay. Oh, I love London Drugs.
Well, just one sec. My friend
was the manager at the London. There's only one in Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
One London Drugs in all
of Winnipeg?
Yeah. And Cheryl, you probably know her name is, well, we call her V, but I would go.
Yes.
You guys would know one another.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll come see you next time then, because I used to go see
people. Perfect.
Do you have any weird things coming, like the avocado or the banana duck or the tacana? Is there anything
I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure they'll be again this year.
Something for Valentine's Day in the center aisle.
I love the center aisle. I'm like, I need another stool.
There's always something you can find.
I love it.
It's not a need or a want, but there's something there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it by ear this morning, Cheryl. Okay. Here are your clues.
Not too tart, not too sweet.
Country Time lemonade flavored drink, unsweetened too.
All right. What year?
1975.
You know it. Okay, what was the clue for you, Cheryl?
Jaws.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I said to Buzz. I go, only one note, one only note. One note, one note, because they're going to know this one. So yeah, it was Jaws. It was Elton John's Island Girl, and Country Time Lemonade was the third clue. So, Cheryl, you've got a pair of tickets to come with us to go see Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats March 13th at the Saddle Dome.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so good. I can't wait. Can't wait. Okay, so 1975 is when Roxy Music released this song, Love is the Drug. Phil Manzanera's birthday today, guitarist, 74 years old.
Shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
ecstasy. Love's the drug for me. My car, stake my place in the singles bar, face to face, toe to toe, heart to heart as we hit the floor, lumber up, limbo down, the lost embrace, the stumble around, I say go, she say yes, dim the lights, you can guess the rest. That buzz, love is the drug I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? Love is a drug got a hook in me. Oh, get that buzz, love is the drug I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? Love, the drug for me.
Samantha and Buzz.
CJ, a couple seconds, I don't know, about a minute ago, goes, this song is just horrible. I'm like, it's only 30 seconds okay. left. You're fine.
All right, CJ, because I was about to go, this is where Samantha gets to be my big sister and explain to me something about the music, because she has a deeper understanding of some things than I do. I mean, Roxy Music, the only one I know is Avalon. This is Brian Ferry was in Roxy Music,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What does more that song this. Mean to you? Yeah, oh, more than this. Yes.
You know that song.
All right,
right.
So what does this song mean to you? What does Love is the Drug mean to you?
It was just one of their radio hits. That's all. That's
really?
I was just looking for something that the guitarist was part of, because he wasn't part of all the songs that were big songs of theirs. And
uh-huh.
we only have like three other songs.
Okay.
So that's why. And you got that one because it was shorter.
Oh, and Avalon and More Than This was 1982. And so this is 1975.
This is much earlier.
So it's a
right?
little different.
Yeah. Sorry,
right.
CJ. Are you over it now?
Hope you don't hate Glass Tiger.
Don't want.
This is CFXL FM Calgary,
better known as
XL 103. You're listening to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz.
Dreaming of a Chevy.